Tacitus wrote, "Great empires are not maintained by timidity." I'm Jen Martinelli, and this is Strangeful Things.
Ready. Go.
Will you come back to me?
You're not so fast. What are these?
Strangeful things.
Well, welcome everybody. This is Acadia Einstein, and this episode was introduced by fellow companion Jen Martinelli, and we also have a full house tonight.
Yeah.
Christy Stevens.
Thank God, you got it right.
And back because I don't know, she had nothing better to do, is B-Nev.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm only partially here because I'm blind.
That's right.
Oh, well, this is a radio yes. show, so really you're good.
Yeah, well, it's fine. But I'm disabled. Like, yes. I need, like, a parking pass now for handicap.
If you're blind, you can't drive a car.
Well, that's you. I mean,
that's a terrible thing to ask for.
I have Google Maps, goddammit. So that's it's right. going to tell me like how far to go before I have to turn.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, God.
Turn right in 3, 2, 1.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I said I'm only partially blind. I didn't say that I'm fully blind.
Turning right is fine. Left, no, not happening.
Right. And, you know, and I'd also like to mention now that I don't know if everybody knows this, you know, that we probably have new listeners because the show is amazing, that on the beginning of our showcase is C-Nev.
That's right.
C-Nev is present
at all
in
time.
This show.
That's true.
She is this creepy little kid that says strangeful things with the creepy little laugh.
That's true.
That is it, her in real life.
That's awesome. That's
right. Is this some play for royalties? Because you'll get none.
Yes.
None.
Yes, it is play for royalties. No, I'm just saying. And every time I hear it, I laugh to myself because it's so creepy and it's so her.
Yeah,
it was total. It was so perfect.
Yeah.
She's one creepy kid.
You do that. Yeah, she's
and I only had to record it like once. Like it was so like she did it so easily.
Wow, yeah,
that's her natural creep.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, and on our other show, Waiting for the Train, we all know how creepy she can get. Because she just pops up out of nowhere.
That's true.
Very true.
Scares the bejesus out of you.
All right.
All right.
So, anyways,
well,
I'm done.
Okay. So. You guys don't know what the topic is this week?
No.
No.
And originally, because it's almost Easter time, I had thought I should do something all, like,
with
fucked
a bunny?
Up. And that. No. All, like, Bible-y and Jerusalem and stuff. Because that place is just fat-packed with monstrosity. But
right.
By the time this show is, it will not be even close to Easter, and we would just sound crazy. So
right.
You'll have to wait till next year for that. So now I'm just going to give you a little background. All right?
I'm already afraid.
So, well, some of this stuff is going to be stuff you already know, but it's good to get everybody ramped up. Okay. So the United States will be 241 years old this July. Now, we don't need to fight around with the fact that the Constitutional Convention was in 1789, which some people always say, assheads.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. We'll be 241 on July 4th. And even though we're so young in country terms, we have packed a lot of horror into a really, really short amount of time. Like, if you said to somebody, you know what, you're going to be a country, and in the first 241 years, you're going to have genocide, slavery, a big fat civil war, like, no one would believe it. Nobody would believe it.
When we're working our way into World War III right now, yep, as we
exactly,
speak.
Exactly. We are just really, really, we're quick starters, we are. But yeah. As countries go, we're a little teeny tiny baby.
Right.
Now, since historians can never fucking get along on anything, which you would think they'd be able to since it's history.
Right.
There is debate as to what the oldest country in the world is. A lot of people say it's Japan. A lot of people say it's China. And a lot of people say it's a country that you've never heard of called San Marino. Where oh, I
like
think
a city in California.
Yes, and the president of it should be Dan Marino. But
yes, of course.
San Marino
and the Dolphins.
Exactly. He's completely Dan Marino's country. San Marino is completely surrounded by Italy. Like it's just in Italy. And it was founded in the year 301.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
And it's had a constitution since 1600.
Whoa. Oh my gosh.
And no one ever heard of it. Now,
correct.
But since they're really little, they probably haven't really accumulated that much horror, even though they're so old. Now, Japan and China, episodes worth of horror from Japan and China. Especially fucking Japan. Holy shit. Holy shit. But,
yeah.
Swerve, this show isn't about any of those places.
Oh.
And it's not about America. And it's not even about a place that is a place anymore, at least not in the form that it was that we're going to talk about it in. We're going to talk about Rome.
Well, I had to assume that you were going to go to Rome because of the fact that you're talking about San Marino. I mean, technically, that was probably Rome at once, you know.
Part of it, yeah. What was it?
Yeah, that was part of Rome at one time.
Well, I call Rome the Empire of Monsters.
Nice.
Oh,
I'm sure that's appropriate. I'm going to get one of those little Scooby-Doo pools from Kmart, and I'm going to fill it with fucking horrible shit, and then you three are going to sit in it.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't think so.
It's happening. It's happening right now. You're in the pool. You just don't.
Shit.
God damn it.
But first, I'm going to tell you the good parts about Rome, because in the beginning, it was pretty sweet. Was founded in about 625 BCE, which for old people is BC. and right from the get, they had a class structure. Like they started out that way. And it was basically their class structure from the beginning is what we ended up becoming at the end of our 241 years, because they started out, there were two kinds of people. There were the patricians, who were our 1%.
Right.
And then there's Jen's favorite group, the plebeians.
Yeah.
Who were the 99%. And they were just, their name literally means common people. Mm-hmm. And it's where we get the term plebiscite from. Mm-hmm. Like the last big plebiscite you probably heard of was the Brexit vote. So they seem pretty great. That's what you get when you let the common people do stuff. See?
Commoners.
Government-wise, they started out, they had kings for a while, but then they were like, fuck it, we don't want kings. They invented the Senate, and they decided that the Senate was going to make up a bunch of the laws and everything like that. And that's where we got the word republic from, because republic, res publica in Latin, means matters of the public. So really, between the Romans and the Greek, they invented all the things we have. In this case, the Greeks don't seem to be as fucking horrifying as the Romans, but I haven't dug that deep into it, so maybe we'll find some horror in there. But for now,
oh boy.
The Senate, they had the king and they had the Senate. But then they were like, no, this king shit is no good. So they switched it up. They kicked the king out and they said, okay, what we're going to do is every year the Senate is going to elect a consul. And that consul is going to be kind of like the president, but they're only going to be in charge for a year. And they did it that way on purpose, because when the consul was done being in charge, he went just back to being a senator. So if the first thing he did when he became the consul was decree that he could like bang all their wives, he knew that he'd only be able to do it for like a year, and then he was going to get his. So it was like an anti-dickover mechanism.
Right. It was like so, a severe term limit.
This whole system is like pretty fucking badass. Like as a history major, like it's amazing. Like the way they did things like way back then. I mean, we obviously adopted a lot of the things that they do. Maybe we should have adopted more of them, actually.
Like, well, I like the idea
that, you know, if you, like, in our times now, like, think about if we tried to convert that, like, what if, you know, people are always saying, oh, term limits, you should only be able to be a blah, blah, blah. I'm like, fuck that.
Right.
What if you have to stay forever? Like, if you decide that you're going to get elected, they might elect another person, but that still means you can't leave. Like, you just have to live in, I don't know, House of Representatives land.
Limbo.
Yeah. In some weird limbo where you're not a regular person, but you can't vote. So you're like a human District of Columbia.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
Political purgatory.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet. Then all of a sudden you'd thin out the herd.
Right.
All right. Well, when the Senate got introduced, they had to come up with new classes. And because the senators were elected, they obviously got put into the senatorial class.
Oh.
And once you got into, like, the way it worked Roman-wise is once you got into the next group, you didn't really go backwards.
No.
And neither did the whole rest of your family for as long as you lived.
Right.
Right.
So if you got elected a senator once, you got to wear the special senator suit because they had different, like, you know how you always see the pictures of everybody in togas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the plebes that wore the togas, and then the fancier people had, like, straight, basically it was like fucking Star Trek. Like, you could tell what somebody did by what they were wearing.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So,
I mean, it was still a toga, but it was like that they wore like special garbs over, you know, on top of like the regular like plebeian wear.
Yep. Sash. I'm calling sash.
An extra sash, stuff like that. But it was like super corrupt. I mean, way more corrupt than our political system nowadays.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Way corrupt, you know, as far as like how people got elected and everything like that.
A lot of stabbing.
Yes. Like,
that was a good way.
As we have heard.
Somebody, if you said, hey, I want that job, maybe I'll run for office. Oh, that'll take too long. How about I stab that guy?
Right. No, like, legit, that's what would happen. Like, people would get killed. Like, no big deal. Like, people were getting killed, like, constantly.
Yep.
Like, that's how you solve problems back then.
Just a big death machine. Now, right. The class after the senators was the equestrians. And I'm sure that... Yeah, I know.
Christy
just got all juicy.
She's like, I'm 1%ing. I'm 1%ing so hard right now.
That she wants it to mean that they all rode horses all day like she does with her ritzy pals with their tall, weird baseball hats. But...
it's a helmet.
All it really her weird tall baseball helmet. What it really was just rich people, and sometimes they got elected to the Senate, which bumped them up. But there were actually rules because the jobs that the equestrians could do, like trade and that kind of shit, was not legal for senators to do. They actually had their own built in, like, they were better at this than we are with Trump, because if you were a senator, you could basically be a farmer, but you had to be like a fuck good farmer, because you had to be way richer to be a senator than you did to be an equestrian.
Gotcha.
So if you made a bunch of money as an equestrian and became a senator, then whatever you did to make the money, unless it was have a farm, or win the lottery, I guess, then you couldn't do that anymore.
Right.
Okay.
So that was kind of the top. And then there was quite the drop because there were literally zero classes between these two rich ones on the top and then the plebes. Like, there's nothing.
Pretty much the same as it is today.
Yes,
I mean,
horrifyingly, you know, maybe, close to the way it is today.
Yeah, I mean, maybe 50 years ago we had a middle class, but I don't really necessarily think we have middle class anymore.
Nope. We're all plebes, and we're the suckers. Wow. We have to do everything. Now, technically, it was possible for a plebe to become an equestrian, just like it's possible for you three to make the same amount of money as a man in the same job. Technically, it's possible. And by the way, as an aside, just to prove how progressive I am as a person, there's a reason I pay everybody nothing.
Oh my gosh.
Because that way, it's fair.
Right.
Nice. Okay.
So, just so you know, it's based in social justice.
Sure
not
it is.
That I am poor. So, after the commoners came the freedmen, which, as you probably guessed, were slaves that got freed.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the bottom, there were slaves who I'm sure you also guessed were slaves that did not get freed.
I did guess that.
All right. Now, here's a little bit of extra fun facts about what it was like to live in Rome. There was a big thing between, and this is another weird parallel between now and then, being a citizen in Rome was a big deal.
Yeah.
Right.
Because if you were a citizen, then you could bump up a class. If you weren't a citizen, it didn't matter how rich you were, you couldn't bump.
Right.
Okay. You also, if you were a citizen, you could get married. And if you got married to another citizen, then your kids would be citizens and their kids would be citizens on and on and on and on and on. So once you were in, you were in. And that was that. That's kind of a common refrain among Romans because I guess they didn't want to keep checking on shit. So like the freedmen, slaves had, I mean, they were slaves. I'm not trying to say, oh, no, but they were good slaves because they weren't. They were still slaves, but there was no... like just this kind of person was a slave.
Right. It's not like blacks were just slaves. Like anybody could be a slave. It didn't matter like what color you were whatsoever, or like what like country you came from, like Germania or whatever. It did not matter. Like anybody could become a slave.
Yep. The criteria seems to be you could not get away.
Right.
Now, literally. If you were a house, like if you were like the maid or whatever like that, you could, it was kind of a custom that you let slaves have like a little savings account or whatever. And if they saved up enough money, which I don't, they're a slave, so I don't know where they would get money. But apparently it was a thing that if they saved up enough money, they could buy their freedom.
Right.
Yeah, if you were an indoor slave per se, that was like the premium job to have.
Mm-hmm.
So and then those slaves would generally be given like tips.
Ah, that makes sense. So they got tips. They probably got porked all the time too, but whatever.
Yeah, it's true. They did get raped.
That's what they got the tips for. And then
oh, Jesus.
Just a tip.
So if
it's horrible. I'm sorry.
They paid themselves off and they got freed. Then they were a freedman. But once they had kids, their kids were just citizens. So they were only like once they died, they were complete citizens. It was like their whole slavitude was erased.
So, okay.
So, make sense?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, being a slave was like being a prisoner.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Being a slave was like being a prisoner. So either there was two ways for them to become free. They buy their way or they would be given their freedom.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, because if you had served a certain family for a certain amount of time and you had developed some sort of good relationship with that family, they might eventually give you your freedom. Or people could win their freedom too. That was another thing. Right. Like, people were like slaves in all different sorts of capacities. Right. So there were people that could win their freedom, like gladiators and shit.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
But that was how it was when they had the consul. But then Julius Caesar came along and either fucked it up or made it awesome, depending on how you think about it.
He fucked it and, up.
Well,
carry on.
As Shakespeare said in the play Julius Caesar, the noble Brutus told you that Caesar was ambitious. If that's true, it's a serious fault, and Caesar has paid seriously for it. And ambitious was not even the right fucking word for Julius Caesar. He was a senator, and he was a general, and since he was a general, he had his own army, so he just went, yeah, I know what I'm going to do, and he captured Gaul. Which is France, and basically he made Rome twice as big as it was, and he took his army back home to the north of Italy where he lived, and then he was like, I know what I'll do, and there's a river that separated his province from Rome proper, and that river was called the Rubicon, and so... when the, you know, cross the, we're going to cross the Rubicon here, like point of no return, making bold move thing. He just crossed the Rubicon and conquered Rome and said, get the fuck out, consul. Now I'm the emperor, but we'll still have the Senate and everything else.
Right.
So he changed everything about the way the whole society of Rome worked, except that he really also didn't actually change anything.
Okay.
So, because the life of everybody that, you know, all the plebs and everything like that, really, when Caesar did what he did, he made the country bigger, he made the army a lot more powerful, which is, you know, something that is not really good when... you know, it's an emperor, but he kept the Senate and he decided he was just going to, you know, have battles and make things bigger and get some loot and make Rome great and whatever. But, you know what they say about power with the corruption thing and everything like that. And while the Roman emperors did make a hella big empire, they also got corrupt as shit. And Julius Caesar, who started the whole thing, got the month of July named after him, but he probably would have traded that if it would have meant that he wouldn't get stabbed a bazillion times by the Senate.
He probably would have, yes.
So, but he was not given that option. He got stabbed, and then there was Augustus, but whatever, Augustus just did some good stuff, and we're not interested in that at all.
That's boring.
Yeah.
So now we're going to get to Caligula.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Now, Caligula, some people say that he was crazy, you know, like actually had mental defects and whatever like that. There are also historians that say, nope, he was just a dickhead. So... I'll tell you some of the things that he did and you can decide. As a matter of fact, you know what? We'll do it as a quiz and we'll have a test at the end where everybody decides whether he was crazy or just a jerk.
All right. Yeah.
He started fucking his sisters in adolescence.
Crazy.
He lived in habitual incest with them. Ugh. Jesus. And one time at a big banquet, he placed each of them in turn below him while his wife was sitting above him. Ew. While he was banging them. His favorite of his sisters was Drusilla. He had been banging her since they were little. And when they grew up, she got married, but he went, yeah, whatever, ha ha ha, I'm the emperor, and just took her away from her husband.
Ew.
Now, his other sisters he didn't like as much as Drusilla, so he whored them out.
Jesus.
That's the first thing.
That's number one.
Yes. Yes. Okay, there are other little crit like he a lot of with him was that he thought he was a god, or he decided that he was a god. And there was one prophecy that said the only way that the real emperor god was going to happen was if somebody rode a horse across this body of water. And so he decided he wanted to fulfill the prophecy, so he just made them build a big bridge out of boats that was like 3 miles long. Just so he could ride his horse across it, so he could say, "See, I did it."
Oh my god! Come on.
He didn't like the fact that he was going bald relatively young. So sometimes, if he saw somebody that had hair, he would tell his minions to shave their heads.
Jesus!
Oh my god!
Wow!
That's aggressive, dude.
He was having an affair with one dude's wife, and for some reason, instead of just banging the dude's wife, he then accused the husband of being her pimp and making Nero, Caligula rather, pay to have sex with her, and ordered him to commit suicide.
What?
Yep. Well, that's my a little God. Much.
Like, not you all just know,
put him to death, but right, no. ordered him to commit suicide. Yeah, no,
you have to do it yourself. That's an order.
Wow. Oh my god.
Whoa.
I can only assume that the punishment for not obeying the order would actually be worse than committing suicide.
Right.
Yeah.
So he also, let's see. He would take rich people and say, write your will so that you leave all your money to me, and then kill them.
Jesus. Oh my god.
Smart.
Terrible.
He decided that the Senate was getting too uppity, so he made a big whorehouse and made all their wives go in it. And,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yep.
So, okay, we'll keep going. I have some questions, but
what now?
I have some questions, but I figure maybe you should finish your story. Well, I'm just wondering,
we'll pause after this one.
Okay.
You know about the arena, you know, where Russell Crowe fights and everything like that.
Yes.
right.
Yes.
Apparently, from time to time, if they didn't have enough, like criminals or people sentenced to death and shit like that, and the mm-hmm. poor guy that refused to commit suicide, if they didn't have enough of them to fight the lions, mm-hmm. and he would just randomly have people pulled from the crowd.
Oh my god.
So it was kind of like wrestling, but it wasn't a work. Like, it was real. So it'd be like, hey, you, Larry, or Laricus, you fight the lion.
Oh my god.
I didn't know that part about him pulling random people from the crowd. I had heard something about people that were behind on their taxes.
Yeah, he liked money.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously people were taxed in Rome just like we are now, but it was a lot more extreme.
Yep.
And so if you didn't pay your taxes,
then you'd have to go to the company.
Which were probably way more than what we were making for, like, the average citizen. Then you could be taken into slavery, or you could be put into the arena and things like that. So, mm-hmm. And your family could be whored out, and your kids could go to slavery and all this other stuff. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yep. Yeah.
You had questions.
My question was, so this is Augustus, right?
No, this is Caligula.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry. Caligula. Okay. So, why was everyone, like, the Senate existed?
Why, though?
Basically, my question is, but why, though?
But why?
Like, was the army still loyal to him?
Yeah,
just,
yeah,
like, I didn't care. Julius Caesar? I'm just saying, like, why was everybody just like, okay, I don't get it.
Because, I mean, it's like, why didn't anyone kill Hitler? It's, you know, they're the person in charge, and if you get loyal people around you, then you're going to make it for a while. I mean, none of these people, none of the, like, Caligula wasn't in charge for, like, a long time.
Right, right, yeah. Okay, he didn't have a long rule.
He just made the most of it.
Yeah.
Well, while he was. Apparently.
Plus, wasn't it a thing, like, part of the reason for having the battles at the Colosseum was, like, to distract people from, like, their shitty lives and stuff, too, right?
Yeah, like, that was one of the, give them bread and circuses is a
right, I was going to say bread and circus. So it's funny because I didn't know that phrase, bread and circus, for a long time. And there used to be a grocery store chain around here called Bread and Circus.
Oh, that's great.
It's, like, kind of clever but kind of disturbing.
Yeah. Anyway,
it's a weird reference. It got bought out by Whole Foods, so don't worry.
He, just so you know, he packed a lot of shit into, he became emperor. He succeeded Tiberius in 37 AD. And then, CE. And then he got murdered in 41 CE. So he only stuck around for 4 years. One time he mixed up people's names and had a guy executed, and then when they told him, he's like, yeah, well, that guy deserved to die too.
Oh my god.
And apparently he's the one, he quoted some other Roman who said, I don't care if they hate me as long as they fear me. He also, I guess, got Drusilla pregnant, his sister.
Ooh.
But that was apparently too far, so he stabbed her in the gut with a sword.
Oh
my god.
But on the plus side, when she died, he had her declared a god.
Well. Wow.
Like, okay, so pop culture reference, the only thing I can picture in my head when you say Drusilla is Drusilla from Buffy.
Yep.
Yeah.
When I read
completely the name, insane.
Yep, she was nuts. And then my favorite one that isn't really, well, it's kind of like, it's just such a dick move, and this is why I think he wasn't crazy. He was just like a horny jerk. He made, like, apparently if you made a law, it had to be, because Rome was, like, really serious about its laws and shit, as you're going to find out pretty soon, and it, you're not going to like it. You had to make the laws public, but he was, like, a dick and would, like, write them on these little tiny fucking pieces of paper and stick them, like, way up on the roof.
Oh, my gosh.
And say shit like, and I'm just giving this as an example, oh, yeah, well, if you stand up and walk with your right foot first, that's $100 fine. And like everybody that did it was like, oh, I didn't know that. And he's like, well, it's a law up there. Ah, ha, ha. Like he was just a dick.
Like the original OG troll.
Yep.
Right.
He was a complete troll.
Wow.
And the other thing that he's pretty famous for is that he got his horse elected to the Senate.
Yep.
Yes, I remember that.
I remember hearing that.
He's just a fucking nut. And that he decreed that it had to be completely silent at night. And if you woke the horse up, you got killed.
Holy crap.
Yep.
Man.
So.
Well, he also was big about a lot of the construction of Rome, too.
Oh, sure.
He was, like, kind of obsessed with that, like, yep. So to speak. Like, he, like, had a lot of, like, bridges built and aqueducts and stuff like that. And then he had a lot of statues of himself built.
Yeah.
They were, like, gold and made him a god and shit like that. Sometimes he'd make people call him a god, and supposedly he had a statue made of himself that he would make people like look to see what he was wearing that morning and then go put those clothes on the statue.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Just fucking nuts stuff. Like, I mean, and you know, they made that movie Caligula like a million years ago and whatever.
Yeah.
that was kind of like it was classy porn. It had Malcolm McDowell in it and whatever. And the only part I remember was the only part we watched when we were little, which was like all the fuck scenes. And I don't even know what the rest of it was about. But now that nice. I do, I'll go find it and watch it because I want to find out about him writing little teeny tiny laws on fortune cookie paper.
Putting them in the top of a tree and then telling Jen that she's illegal.
Oh my God.
I will kill your face, Caligula.
So that was Caligula. And again, murdered. Now.
So are we supposed to vote on whether he's crazy or a jerk now or later?
Yes. Now you have to decide, based on the anecdotes that I've related to you, my panel of top psychologists that I've assembled here.
Yes.
Have to decide, insane or just a dick?
Can I go first?
Sure, you guys.
I think he was both. I mean, I don't think that they have to be exclusive. You know, you can be both an insane emperor and he can be a self-absorbed, angry dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know.
You don't have to be one or the other. I'm voting for both.
I think he definitely had some mental issues because that's a lot of weird stuff to do just because, like, you feel like being a jerk. I mean, he's fucking his sister since he was a kid. He's got
problems. Yeah, that's true. That was even before he was.
Emperor. There's something wrong. There's something wrong. Right.
Yeah. So that's like that in and of itself is like obviously we know that that's rape. And that's like pedophilia, and that is definitely some mental issues.
Yep.
But he also grew up and just continued to be an asshole.
Yeah.
True.
Well, he probably had, you know, a good deal of sociopathy.
Yeah.
For sure. And I kind of have to agree with Binev because I think that like the root of everything was probably the sociopathy, but on top of it, he was just a nightmarish jerk.
Right.
Like, and especially after, you know, after he became emperor,
right.
He could do anything he wanted. And so it was like, well, if I can do anything I want, I'm going to do anything I want and I'm going to do stuff that is just going to ruin people's lives because I can.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that takes on. Yeah. As soon as he got to that level of emperor, it brought on like a whole new world of.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, it would be even more, what is the word that I'm looking for? People that are just completely obsessed with themselves, narcissism.
Oh, narcissism,
Yeah, exactly. So,
you mean like putting your name on everything?
Yeah, I mean, he literally did that. He was completely obsessed, like I said, with construction of things like in his name and stuff like that. He was obsessed with statues of himself and all these other things, and that's exactly what it was. Well, so he's a big psycho asshole. That's my clinical diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Alrighty then. Yeah. Well, all that didn't get him very far because he got stabbed 30 times and dumped into a grave. They killed his wife and his daughter, and the Senate immediately decreed that all the statues of him be destroyed and like chip his name off everything, trying to erase the fact that he was ever even there.
Yeah, right. he was killed by his own army, right? The Praetorians or Praetorians. Yeah,
the guards.
Praetorians, yeah.
Oh, like his like Imperial Guard or whatever?
Yeah, Praetorian Guard.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. That's what it was. Yeah.
Nice.
Now, I'm gonna
talk a little bit about Claudius just for a minute, because it'll matter later. Because what we're going to do is we're going to take a little trip through Rome, through history. We're going to go to Claudius, and then we're going to take a little detour just to get a couple little bits of flavor. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to end up with the point of this whole story, because Caligula is kind of just a sideshow, because we have to get to Nero.
Oh, God.
Oh. Nero is the one. It's some interesting shit. But Claudius came before that. He started out really great by marrying his niece.
Oh, my God.
You know, as one does.
So he decided that it needed to be legal. So he got some of the senators to make it a law that it was in the interest of the state that he marry her.
Oh my God.
And that it was okay for other people to do it too.
Marry their nieces or marry her?
Marry their nieces.
Lovely.
So because remember, Romans were very particular about their laws.
Right.
So it was legal and he married her. So he started off fucking great, right? Right from the jump. Right. Now, I'm going to give you a couple things that the Emperor Tiberius did that there were not laws for. And you can put a little pin in these two things to decide whether or not they're among the worst things that you've ever heard on the show.
Okay.
All right. But I'm not making you read them.
That's true.
My God.
So, apparently, one of the things that he did was he had these things called tiddlers. Let's all say it.
Oh,
no.
God, that is a terrible word.
Tiddlers.
Nope. Not going to do it.
Tiddlers.
Nope.
Nope.
Well,
nope. Everyone just rejects
it. No one's going to say it?
Nope.
Hashtag
nope.
I'm not. You know what? I'm the emperor. You're illegal, all of you. Tiddlers were little boys that he trained to swim between his thighs while he was swimming and kind of nibble on his junk.
Oh.
What? For as long as they could hold their breath.
Come on.
Oh my gosh.
I'm already.
Hey, they were working.
Claudius?
This is Tiberius.
They were working.
Or Tiberius, sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Now, I don't have a source for this quote.
Oh God.
But it's in quotation marks. So I'm going to just go with the fact that you can't put quotation marks unless it's a fact.
Oh, is that how it works? Lord.
Apparently, the other thing that one of the other things that he liked to do was he was really fascinated by the fact that babies that hadn't been weaned yet really went for the nipple.
Oh, God.
So he just kind of pulled an old switcheroo.
Oh, my God.
So basically, yes, he got blowjobs from babies.
Ugh.
Okay. I think I threw up in my mouth a little.
Yeah.
I think I did too.
Yeah, that happened.
I don't even know if Tiberius got murdered because I read that and I was like, you know what? I can't.
I'm done reading about him.
I hope he got murdered. I hope he got murdered a lot. So now we're going to go away from the baby blowjob emperor.
Oh, God.
And we're going to go to the emperor that just wanted to be the toughest guy in Rome.
Oh, God.
And I think that they all did. I mean, did I miss something?
This guy went way beyond it.
Oh,
his name was Commodus or Commodus. I'm really not sure which one it is, but I'm just going to go with Commodus. And he decided that he was the reincarnation of Hercules. So he would make statues of himself dressed up like Hercules, and he made people call him Hercules, the son of Zeus.
Oh my gosh.
What an idiot.
That's the beginning.
Okay.
By the way, someone's typing and it's super loud.
Oh.
I didn't hear it.
It was just, I heard it. That's all. You can cut this part out, obvi, but.
Okay.
It's not me.
It wasn't somebody trying to be loud. It was somebody trying to be quiet. It's just, it must have been a laptop, so they were near the keys were near the mic.
Is it me right now?
It was me.
Are you sexting? Can you stop?
I might be.
I love it.
No, I was trying to follow along with what we were talking about.
By having a different conversation.
No, maybe she's looking something up, you dope. Right.
I was like looking things up.
That he's so
you're,
mean.
Hey, you're a good man. I got no problem with that. Carry all right, on. Just look it up on your phone because then it won't.
No. That's far away from where I'm laying. And
Heather, fucking slug welfare queen.
I'm also blind. You have to remember that I'm blind. That's
right. All right.
She needs to touch type because she's blind. It.
Touch type.
And there's a child abduction in my neighborhood now.
Well, don't you fucking abduct it because that's the last thing we need. It's actually quiet.
I know, right?
Emergency alert.
I miss CNAP, so I stole your baby.
I know.
All right, so. And on top of being called Hercules, he also decided that he was going to fight in the arena himself. Because he was the toughest guy in all of Rome. Now, he was also a dick because he would charge the city like a lot of money every time he fought.
Like a fighting fee?
Yes, he'd be like, oh, oh like God. If you were gonna like book a wrestling match and you're like, he'd like bill himself like Hulk Hogan, like, oh, you're gonna have the Emperor in your match. And they're like, come on. But ridiculous. He obviously never wanted to lose. So one
oh God.
He would
I love how you can't even spit it out. I know.
Wait, Marcus Aurelius? Aurelius was his father.
Well, he didn't teach him anything good because Commodus would get wounded veterans and like amputees and shit like that.
Oh,
and that's
my God. So everybody knew he was like a pathetic sack of shit, right? Well, they weren't impressed by this.
He was tougher than 10 guys that didn't have feet.
Right. Not very tough.
So he's kind of tough. Oh, and then sometimes he would get a bunch of like sickly cripples and have them all tied together into like a big blob.
And
he would tell everybody that it was a giant and then just club them all to death.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
nice.
Oh my God. The snorting. That was nice.
I love it.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. So,
apparently if he couldn't find enough people that didn't have arms and shit, he loved killing animals in the arena.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, he did.
Supposedly, according to one historian, he killed 100 lions in one day.
Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. Dead lions with no legs?
I don't know what happened. They must have been like on Xanax or some shit.
Yeah.
They're all mortally wounded.
Right.
Supposedly he killed 3 elephants.
Okay.
He killed a giraffe.
What?
Come on.
Who could be more harmless than the giraffe?
I know. It's like a really tall horse. What do you want to kill that for?
Right. And not even
it
like
leaves.
Horses. Right. I'm not.
That's true. It's more like a really tall deer. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, he's a big deer. And in my favorite thing that he did, he threw a dart at an ostrich and chopped off its head.
Oh my gosh.
Like, but think about the fact that they went, oh, you know what? We own the whole world, so let's bring all
the animals
here so we can kill them.
Right.
Like,
way to go, Rome.
And then not eat them.
Right.
So,
I wish that I was alive then and that Twitter existed so I could mock him on it, because that would be my full-time thing.
Oh, then he would have written down somewhere that would be
that was illegal
and you would get killed.
Right. Yeah, then he would cut off your head.
He'd chop off all my arms and legs and make me fight him in the arena.
Right.
Right.
After you wouldn't be able to parkour.
He wrote the rule on a slip of paper.
And put it in a tree.
Yeah.
And put it in a tree.
Exactly.
You must parkour across the arena. Oh, you have no legs. So, remember we talked about how their laws are very important to them.
Yes.
Now it's the time in the show where I say, "Ladies' choice."
Oh,
I'm going to give you two laws, and then I'm going to explain each of these laws they found a way around, and you get to choose which one you want to know about first.
But we're going to have to hear both of them. Because
you're going to have to hear them both.
Mm, okay.
Right?
All right.
So there were two things that were punishable by crucifixion. Because remember, all this time they were just crucifying people left and right.
Right. Yeah, Jesus wasn't special. They crucified like thousands of people.
Yep. All the time.
All the time.
But if you killed a child or a virgin... It was automatically death.
All right.
Okay. All right.
So now, they found a way around both of these laws. Ugh. Kids and virgins. Oh, so you guys get to decide amongst yourselves which of the two loopholes you want to hear about first.
Oh, Jesus.
I think we got to do virgins first.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to have to ease virgins? Us into this.
All
right. Right.
Well, this will give you a little idea. This might point you in the right direction. So you couldn't execute a virgin. So there was this one guy that his name was Sejanus, and he had become a prefect of the Praetorian Guard that we were talking about before. Mm-hmm. But then people said, "Wait a minute. He's trying to have Tiberius killed."
Okay.
So when Tiberius heard that, he said, "All right, well, execute him and his whole family."
Right.
But he was a virgin.
His 9-year-old daughter, Janilla.
Oh God.
Was a virgin.
Terrible name.
Oh God.
So they got around it they put the rope around her neck to hang her. And then they raped her.
Oh, I'm done.
So that then she wasn't a virgin so that they could kill her. And then they threw him down this place called the Gemonian Stairs.
Yeah, this is pretty fucking miserable.
This isn't the children one, by the way. She was 9.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know, but it was different. It was because she was a virgin. It wasn't because she was a child.
Right. Yeah. Even though she served in both.
Yeah, she was both. But the what they did for kids was, so if you were a kid, were automatically not a kid anymore if you were married.
Oh God!
Wow.
So apparently, they would actually just take kids and dress them up to adults. Marry them to some poor doofus who then had to have sex with whatever child it was. Come and on. Then they could get executed legally.
Wonderful.
Excellent.
This is a horrible.
And on
horrible
top of that
story.
On top of that, it had to be public.
What? What had to be public?
Yeah, because that was the only way you could prove that the marriage was actually consummated. So in order to prove that it was legal. Now, but remember, this is Rome. They invented democracy. So yeah. You gotta take the good with the bad.
Did they or did Greece?
I don't know. Maybe the Greeks did, but like I said, I didn't get to the horrible shit they did because maybe they were just over there going, "Holy shit, did you see what those Romans did?"
Oh my God.
Right.
They should have been.
And now I'm gonna give you another one that is just has nothing to do with kids or babies or anything like that. It's a grown-ass man punishment.
Okay.
And I chose to talk about this one because it's called
In Latin, it's called pena culei.
Oh, God.
Which translates to punishment of the sack.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't care about this one. Tell me this one. This one's funny.
If you committed treason or killed your father, patricide, because apparently since Rome was everybody's father, if you committed treason, it was like committing patricide.
Oh.
You got the punishment of the sack.
That just makes me laugh every time you say it. Well,
you would get stripped naked.
And then
they would put two posts in the ground as far apart as they could.
Oh, God.
But still allowing the guy to stand on him, like, with one foot on each post.
Yeah.
So picture, like, you're doing an almost split, like, not a, like, a Van Damme split.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So he would have to stand up there, and they would beat him and flog him until he was completely covered with blood.
Okay.
Like, apparently the rule was you couldn't see any skin. It could only be blood. And if he fell off, this is the other thing. If you fell off the post, which I would after the first time you hit me with anything, or probably right. just trying to get me on the post, they would just pick you up and put you back on it and keep hitting you until you did it.
Oh, Jesus.
And then they would tie him up in a leather sack that was watertight.
Oh, God.
And inside it, they would put a viper.
Oh, my God.
A monkey.
Oh, my God.
A dog. And a rooster.
What?
They put all these things in the bag with the guy that was all bloody.
Oh, my God.
They sewed up the bag, and it was made of leather, and it was airtight, so it floated. Then they threw him in the river.
Come on.
And everybody, like, would go downstream with big sticks, and if he started to come to shore, they'd poke him back out into the middle of the river.
Oh, my gosh.
Jesus. Okay, that's the worst thing I've ever heard. I was going to tell you, I was gonna tell you about two other non-Roman terrible torture things, but that's worse. I mean, I'll still tell you, but that's worse.
Oh, no, I'll still tell you.
I'll still tell you. Well, because when you started talking about whipping all his skin off or whatever...
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Do you know about the... Well, wait, can I interrupt or are you...
Yes, absolutely. Okay. This is a family show. Everyone...
Oh, my God.
There was a fabled execution method of the Vikings called the Blood Eagle. Do you know about this?
Nope.
Okay. So, supposedly, it involved slicing open the back of the victim, then hacking the ribs away from the spine, causing them to spring apart to look like wings, and then... drawing the lungs out of the victim's back and draping them over their shoulders.
Jesus.
What?
And by the way, if you cried out while this was happening, you didn't get to go to Valhalla.
Yeah, well, whatever.
What?
Yeah, that's pretty bad. And actually, I should have told that one second because the other one's not quite as bad, although it's pretty terrible. There's this pirate show, Black Sails.
Oh, yes. Right.
Okay, so I had heard of but hadn't really thought about what it meant. Keel hauling.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that to somebody on the show. And it was so disturbing. So they tie you to, they tie like your hands and your feet to a rope. And then they throw you overboard and they have the rope on both sides of the boat. And they drag you across the keel of the boat underwater, pull you up on the other side, then throw you in again and drag you across the bottom of the boat again. And it's like all covered in barnacles and you're half drowned and all your skin's getting ripped off. Really bad.
And let me tell you, barnacles are not smooth.
No, they're not. They're not smooth.
They're not.
They're the opposite of smooth.
Yeah. I mean, the name barnacle itself doesn't sound comfortable.
No, exactly.
It does if it's Barnacle Buddies.
No, it still doesn't.
No, Barnacle Buddies doesn't sound good at all.
I thought we could all be Barnacle Buddies.
No, that sounds like... you're uncomfortable friends. Like, you don't really want to be friends, but you're kind of forced to be friends. Barnacle Buddies. That's
what that is. That's awesome.
No, I know what it sounds like, BNF.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not good. Oh, not good.
Well, so human beings are terrible.
Well, not as terrible as Nero.
Oh, God.
Nero.
Here we go.
I forgot that we still had Nero coming.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, but you know what?
I'm so horrified.
At the end, this story is about a super cool lady, and you're all going to be cool until the very end. Oh. But before that, you're going to be really happy. Once we get through Nero, then you're going to find out about
a cool lady until you ruin it at the end.
A cool lady.
All right, tell us about Nero. Hurry up.
All right, so Nero's mother's name was Agrippina, and he totally had sex with her.
Oh, of course.
All the time. Honestly? And actually, people tried to stop him from doing it.
How'd that work out for them?
Not because they cared that he was banging his mother, but they were afraid that she was going to gain undue influence over him.
Oh my God.
Right.
Because Nero was a fucking nutball and she wasn't.
Right.
So they tried to kill her by, she was going somewhere in a boat and they rigged the boat so that it just went a little ways and then fell apart.
Oh my God.
A Benny Hill boat.
And she didn't die. But Agrippina was totally crazy. She was involved in Claudius's.
Yeah. Oh, they were all. Yeah. Oh, she killed him.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to that.
Oh, sorry.
Hey.
Oh, I didn't mean to jump the gun there.
That's all right. But anyway, so Nero was torn between, is she going to screw me over or am I just going to screw her? And finally, he just landed on, I will have her executed. So he did. He would, and he was emperor for 15 years.
Whoa.
Ooh.
And a bunch of times people were like, no, this is treason. Look at all the shit he's doing. And he would just go execute them. And they would. he was he would just walk around town as himself. Not undercover and go to whorehouses and that kind of shit. And the whole Nero fiddled while Rome burned thing. Yeah. You've heard that thing. He actually wasn't even in Rome.
Nice.
When it burned. So he, when he came back, he was really sad that so much of Rome had burned. He actually tried to have the fight, I don't know what Roman firemen were, but he paid for a bunch of extra firemen out of his own money, which I guess was still Rome's money, but whatever. He tried to get the fire put out, and then he let a bunch of commoners stay in the palace until the houses got rebuilt and that kind of stuff. So he worked on rebuilding the city, but he also built a bunch of shit that was just for himself. And the city was really, really mad that it burned down and it couldn't have been an accident. Even the Chicago fire, they had to blame on that poor old lady's cow. So Nero decided that he would blame the Christians. And so he arrested a bunch of Christians and stuck them on spikes and burned them and used them as torches to light the gardens of the big new garden that he just built.
Oh my God.
Right.
So instead of just having a regular lantern, he would have a Christian.
Right. And the truth is that most people think that he actually did that fire on purpose in order to make shit for himself, make room for things that he wanted to build and shit.
That is a very interesting theory. You're trying to say that somebody would create a big crisis just so that they could do the things they want because the people would be behind them because they could blame somebody else? There's fucking nothing that happens that hasn't already happened. There literally is nothing.
Trump.
That hasn't already happened. So,
I got a tickle in my throat. Trump.
Not only did he... So
those allergies are really bad.
I know.
I'm just skipping over all the execute most of the executions and the murders and the rapes and all the stuff and everything like that. Just, but I will take a little side into he was so fucked up sexually.
Oh, God.
That, like, he couldn't. He needed to up his game. So he would get. He built, like, rest stop whorehouses. Like, just a tent. Just, like, you know, oh, well, we need gas. Oh, and there's also a bunch of hookers in it.
Oh, God.
Because that's what he wanted there to be, so then of there course. Just was. But he also, he would, he would put men and women out, you know, hookers and whatever like that, but he couldn't just do them. He had to like, wear, like, a tiger skin or a lion skin or something like that. And
what?
Have his people put him in a cage, and he would pretend to be a tiger or a lion, and he'd run out of the cage and pretend that he was eating them and, like, dismembering them and stuff when he was actually just getting off.
So what?
That was a thing.
That's pretty fucking weird, guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an interesting take on the furry concept.
Yep. If only one like person is a furry.
The original furry.
The original furry.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Got that going for you, Nero.
Oh, my God.
So, now we're going to get into the end of Nero, which ties into Agrippina and Claudius and the little kind of mixed up bag of horror that these people were. And then you're going to get your hero of the story. Oh, by the way, Nero, he was 666 in the Bible. That's who they meant.
What?
Whoa. Really?
When the book of Revelations was written, the language that Revelations was written in, numbers were letters, and 666 came out somehow to Nero Caesar.
Oh, wonderful. That's great. Okay.
So if anyone tells you the number of the beast is whatever, you can go, no, it was Nero.
It already
they weren't writing about the future, they were writing then. So you can ruin everybody's doomsday scenarios with that little gem. Also, the roadside rest stop whorehouse.
Yeah. Right. Lovely.
So if somebody goes, hey, you know what this should be? You can go, no, Nero did it. All right. So.
Oh, God.
All right. One other thing, just so you know. He married a guy, but not not gay married. He took a guy and cut his dick and balls off.
Oh, come on.
And declared him a woman and dressed him like a woman and married him and said that he was his wife.
Oh, that's nice.
That's great.
So,
like a neat guy.
Nero.
I don't even know what. Yeah.
I don't even know what to do with that. Yeah.
Nero what? Is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a bad guy.
But you know who wasn't bad? Well, who was bad, but was kind of awesome bad?
Who?
Lacusta.
All right, lay it on
us. Lacusta.
Okay.
She was Lacusta the Poisoner from
Gaul. Ooh, I like her already.
But I know, right? Oh, this sounds promising. Sounds like right. A great guy.
No, it's a woman.
Oh.
Lacusta. Even better.
Yep, look, she was a woman.
I'm into it now.
And she was an expert poisoner.
Nice.
Nice.
She was really, really good at making poisons, and she some people say that she was a serial killer, but a bunch of other people say that they don't believe she was, that she was just killing for money. We're never going to know.
She sounds like she needs her own Netflix original series.
I'd watch that.
right?
So, she got arrested twice for murder because she murdered. But
because of the murdering.
Yes. But she got off because there were some senators who put the fix in, and they don't 100% know whether it was because they wanted to use her to poison other people later on, or because they were the ones that had her poison whoever she got caught poisoning.
Right. Or maybe she was making sweet, sweet love to them.
That could be, too.
Could be.
Poison love.
The third time she got arrested, she supposedly, and I'm going to say supposedly with all this because I found like seven different versions of every story in this episode.
Of course she did.
Okay.
So if there was someone that was actually in ancient Rome or somebody that has a different book or anything like that, just call up and I'll change it because I'm sure it's not going to be better. I'm sure we're not going to find out Caligula just had a girlfriend but only kissed her once and died a virgin.
Probably not.
So,
yeah, if you are a direct descendant of Caligula and have some personal information, maybe some home videos or something where he was some great guy.
Some VHS.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I don't know. So maybe like stone tablets that when you like move them real fast, they make a movie or something.
Oh my God.
Otherwise, save it.
Exactly.
That's gold. So
kind of is. Kind of is gold.
Agrippina hired her. Got her out of jail and said, I want you to kill Claudius. Dun, okay. Dun, dun.
Yeah, yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
So she was like, sure. And she made up the poison. And so, now this account that I'm hearing, reading you is the coolest account. So I'm just going to say this one. And I'm sure that it didn't go down exactly like this, but this is the coolest way that I can tell it.
All right.
Okay. Can you give her a Russian accent?
I'll give you the whole story a Russian accent.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice.
Her plot to kill Claudius began with she poisoned bodyguard. So he had to call out sick. Now Claudius was no dumb bunny. He
oh my God.
A food taster to check for poison. Because emperors drop like flies. Everyone murdered them all day.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
She bribed food taster to only pretend to taste. So she poisons stew. He eats the stew.
Oh, my God.
And is poisoned because poison. But then emperor doctor comes. Here's what I do. Stick feather down your throat, you throw up, no more poison, everyone fine.
Oh my God.
Unless feather is also poisoned.
Oh, no.
So,
wow.
In a poison stew plus poison feather plus called out sick guard plus taster who only make pretend equals dead Claudius.
Oh my God.
One. Emperor's zero.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that was great.
Now, then Nero becomes emperor.
Right.
And, right. He's like railing Agrippina all the time.
Yeah.
So she decides to accuse Locusta of poisoning her husband and sentencing her to death. Because obviously she was the only person, I guess, other than the guard and the taster, who knew that who murdered the Claudius. So she was going to get Locusta out of the way. But Nero was like, well, wait a minute. If she's so good at poisoning, now she's not in jail anymore. So she got out. And this is the fourth time that she got out of jail for poisoning people, because that was her job.
Mm-hmm.
And right. Nero gave her like a big estate and put her in, I don't think in the senator class, but at least in the equestrian class. and like gave her like he pardoned her for everything and everything like that. So
smart move.
Yeah. So
right.
He was his girl.
Everything's cool, poisoner lady.
Right. Maybe. Yeah.
From a poison standpoint, if you're going to be the official poisoner of Nero, this is the way you're going to do it. So,
right.
Nero decided he needed her to kill his stepbrother. And so she decided she was going to do that. And she poisoned him and died.
She
so
did?
Successful poisoning, oh, killed died? The stepbrother.
Okay.
And he gave her even more stuff and declared her supposedly the official imperial poisoner.
That's kind of amazing.
Like he literally said,
he's like, you're official poisoner.
A poisoner.
Yep. And then she flipped awesome. The script and tried to poison Agrippina. But Agrippina was too smart for her and had already eaten a little bit of every poison that there was. So she was pretty much immune to all the poisons.
Whoa.
Nero was just like, well, whatever. Then I'll just cut your head off. So she died anyway, but she didn't get poisoned.
oh my God.
Right.
So.
Wow.
The last thing that Nero wanted Locusta to do was to make him a suicide kit.
Okay.
Because he was pretty certain that just like every other crazy emperor before him, he was going to get all stabbed up.
Right.
It was either poisoning or stabbing. And since he had poisoner, he wasn't worried about that. So he was kind of worried about the stabbing. So he was going to take himself out on his own terms. So apparently she made him up, like she made him up a little batch and
he could,
like,
carry around or something.
Yeah. But
wow.
He, died before he could use it. I've read accounts where he just died. I read accounts where he forgot the poison, so he stabbed himself and whatever. But
oh my gosh,
whatever it was, wait. Nero was dead, and then it was Locusta II, Emperor Zero.
Wow. Well, yeah, I had heard that he had killed himself.
That's, but I don't think he got to use the poison.
Right.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
Now.
Sorry, champ.
We're still waiting for that that rock tablet.
You love Locusta, don't you?
We're still waiting for that rock tablet movie. So please call our phone number if you are a direct descendant of Nero or anybody else.
Yes. Yep.
That is a... That's a good plan. We should have a phone number. So
we don't have a phone number. I thought we had a phone number.
We're going to get to the end of Locusta's story.
Okay.
It's Locusta II, Emperor's Nothing. Oh boy. And you know who was aware of that score? The next emperor.
Right. Seems like something they'd be aware of.
Done.
He said, I'm not going to fuck around and have this really good poisoner around.
Right.
So we chained her up and had her dragged through the streets.
Oh.
And had her publicly executed.
Mm-hmm. As one does.
Right.
But that's not the bad part.
Oh God!
I think I would have let her live on her plush plantation and been like, "Bitch, what do you need? I am here for you."
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. He went a different route.
Yeah, we see
clearly. Him. Clearly.
And there's a quiz. Uh-oh. You guys are actually going to figure out the last piece of how Locusta died.
Oh God.
Okay.
All right.
The mechanism of her death, like when they come to write the cause of death.
Oh God. Yeah.
Raped to death.
Oh.
Oh what? No. Why?
Oh.
No.
Oh no.
By an animal.
Come on.
That was trained to rape people to death.
No.
What?
Oh my god.
And I've seen all over the internet, there's the like quiz? People on Yahoo Answers going, did this really happen? And there's like people that say it did, people that say it didn't. Oh, I'm going to go with the Kusta was raped to death by a trained animal, and the kind of animal that raped her to death was mentioned in this episode.
Was it a giraffe?
Ding!
No!
Oh, oh my god. God! No wonder he killed the giraffe.
Oh,
oh my god.
They're so peaceful, though.
Yeah, I'm done.
Oh my god.
Not.
I'm done. Dark and rapey. I'm done with life.
I'm done with life.
That was the thing that I told you that I would just take the last little piece of sanity that you had. So when you close your eyes and go to your happy place, now there's a giraffe raping a poisoner in it.
Yeah, my eyes have been closed this whole episode and it's been miserable. All the visuals going on in my head.
Well,
now.
So Rome.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Rome sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Rape, aqueducts.
Rome was disgusting. You know,
bridges,
they like
rape.
You gotta break some eggs, Jen.
Threw their toilet water out the window on people in the street and all this shit. Oh, it was a mess.
Disgusting. Oh my god.
Not so if your giraffe. Day is going bad, you can always say,
at least it's
not getting
Rome.
Raped to death by a giraffe. That I True. Can't even imagine how that could be.
Yeah, I don't know how that could be either. Like, how it's possible.
I bet they had to saw his legs off.
Like, how is it even trained? How does that even happen?
Well, they had an unlimited, bunch of practice people.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
They had to saw his legs off, because otherwise...
Okay, I don't need to know that.
That's enough. That couldn't happen. They couldn't saw his legs off, and then he continued to live.
Yeah, no.
You know what? And if
they brought him leaves, or he...
No, stop. If that was the case, then why didn't he rape his captors to death?
Because
I don't believe
trained.
It. Oh, no, God. Baloney. Baloney. Baloney and cheese. I don't believe it.
BNF says no. BNF calls shenanigans.
You can't you can't dispute history.
Oh, no, I am. I'm personally searching for Caliglia's family and their stone movies.
Oh my gosh.
Oh god. All right. That was completely horrifying, and now I have to go eat dinner.
Yeah, and I should be going to sleep, and now it's never going to happen.
Now I'm going to
be up all night searching for ancient Romans and their families to prove Acadia's wrong.
And you're going to be Googling giraffe rape, and you're probably going to find things of people raping giraffes, which is worse.
I'm already Googling giraffe rape, and
Costa
came up.
Oh my god.
See? Number one in Google, that means it's true. So,
okay,
we are strangefulthings.com. You can find me at Acadia on Twitter. You can give us money so that we can tell you more stories about people legally being raped by trained rape giraffes by going to patreon.com/Acadia. Christy runs the Strangeful Pod Twitter. Jen Martinelli is Jen Martinelli. And Britt, you are what?
What?
Are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter.
What's going on?
Yeah, I know. What's your Twitter name?
I'm Brittany Nevin. Brittany_Nevin.
Oh, there you go. So you can follow us all, and
you might be able to find me under my new name, which will be Giraffes Don't Rape.
You will be.
Hashtag not all giraffes.
That's
not
all giraffes. God.
And I'll be looking for you on ancestry.com. /Lacosta and family.
Oh my god.
So remember, folks, not only did the Romans do all that stuff, But if you're a Christian, they literally killed your God.
That's right.
And used you as a torch.
Yep, they used you as a torch, and they took one of God's sweetest creatures and taught it to rape people to death.
Oh my God. Okay, we're done.
Don't forget.
Show's over.